Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on taqwa. Taqwa, we explained, is to create a barrier between oneself and anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how that shield that protects the head of a person in battle is known as wiqaya. So taqwa is extracted from that word wiqaya. That shield protects a person from physical harm. Taqwa protects a person from spiritual harm. So, from amongst the many du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we'll do one du'a that comes in a hadith. And we realize from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every du'a was very, very comprehensive. From amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. They generally would be short, but they would be so vast and so full in meaning. Like the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be short, concise, but full of meaning. Unlike what we find many times today, is that if one has to dissect and look at the speeches that are given, generally you'll find it that there's sometimes a lot of words, so a lot of flowery words, a lot of entertainment, a lot of things to impress the crowd, but really what was said was hardly anything. Sometimes you've got to look at our speeches that are given to try and get votes, or speeches that are given to try and impress the public and to win public support. You look at it, what is delivered is another issue. To look at what is the content of the speech is something else. And to dissect it and see what value there is, very, very little. But in the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be very few words. But if one starts to expand it and expand it and expand it, there is no end to the beauty of the words that were selected by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's hadith, and Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kan yaqul, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-t-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, he used to make this dua, that, oh Allah, I ask you for guidance. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda, oh Allah, I'm asking you for guidance. Guidance here means that, oh Allah, I'm asking you to show me the right way. The right way. We are asking for guidance all the time. So similar to what we are asking in Surah Fatiha, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah, guide us to the straight path. So here also, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda. Allah, guide us to the straight path. In other words, there's many paths that a person can go off. But Allah Ta'ala, you guide me to that path. That is the straight path that will take me to you. The next part of the dua, what tuqa, Allah, I ask you for Allah consciousness. Ties up with this chapter that we're doing today. I ask you for your consciousness, Allah, I ask you for that protection in doing anything that will displease you, that will take you or take me towards your displeasure. So this is what is meant by, oh Allah, I'm asking you for tuqa, I'm asking you for becoming conscious of you. The next part of the dua, wal afaf, Allah, I'm asking you for chastity. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making a dua like this, actually teaching us how we should be making dua. What is meant by chastity, O Allah? Anything that is not permissible, O Allah, save me from anything that is not permissible. Or it could also refer to, O Allah, save me from asking anybody for anything. Save me from asking anybody else for anything. I don't want to ask anybody. Afaf, person stays away from asking anybody for anything. In other words, if he needs anything, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't go to people, he stays away, he refrains. And this was a great quality of our Buzurghanuddin, that even though they were going through difficult times at home, when they would come out, they would make it appear as though everything is okay at home. They didn't want people to come to know of their condition. They only wanted Allah Ta'ala to know of their condition. So this part of this dua, O Allah, I'm asking you for chastity. And the last part of the dua, wal ghina, O Allah, I am asking you for independence. In other words, independence from the creation. I don't want to be dependent upon the creation. And under this, ulama also explained that, O Allah, I don't even want to desire what other people have. In other words, what you've given me is what I'm happy with. What others got good for them. What you have given me, I'm happy with that. I don't even want to desire what other people have. Now, ulama explained something very nicely. Is that a person, if he has this quality in his life, he'll always appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has given him. What? Is that when he looks to see those people that are below him. In other words, if he's got two legs, he looks to that person who only got one leg. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with two hands, he looks at that person who's got one hand, and he appreciates, oh Allah, you've given me two hands. Like that, if a person has got sight, he'd see that person that doesn't have sight, and say, oh Allah, you've given me sight. Person has got an old car, he doesn't look at the man that's got an expensive car, He looks at a man that doesn't have a car and says, Allah, you've given me a car. How much of shukr I must make? Look at these people, they don't even have a car. Some people don't even have a bicycle. Some people don't even have a motorbike. So therefore a person that unzuru ila man asfala minkum, and look at those people that are below you. Look at that person that is below you, and don't look at that person that is above you. The moment you start looking at those that got more than you, then what will happen is you'll now try and increase your circle to keep up with that circle that you are keeping, that you are now looking at. You'll try and increase what Allah Ta'ala has given you, and you'll never ever be happy. Why? Because all the time you're chasing, person won't be happy. But he looks at those below him, and then immediately he makes shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Therefore Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself would like to keep the company of the poor. And he would make this dua also, that Allahumma ahyini miskina, O Allah, allow me to live with the poor. Wa amitni miskina, O Allah, let me die with the poor. Wa ahshurni yawm al-qiyamati ma'al masakin, and O Allah, allow me to be raised up on the day of qiyamah with the poor. And what we want to do is we want to increase our circle, we want to be with the rich, we want to be in that circle. Person is in that circle, in that chakkar, he'll never be happy, because they're always upgrading, always moving, and most of the time it's done via the banks. So therefore one very easy way we learn from today's hadith is that a person should firstly make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then don't desire what other people have. What they've got is what Allah Ta'ala has given them. What I've got is what Allah Ta'ala has chosen for me. A person looks at those that are below him and he makes shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Don't look at those above him, otherwise he'll end up in ingratitude. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.